Okay, this is the 19th of September. Fuck goddamn shit. Fuck this shit. Bunch of fucking bullshit. Stick it right up the ass, you know? I had a landlord, his name was Joe Kiss. He was married to Mary Kiss. They were wonderful people. They were from Hungary, and back in the day, I was renting a duplex from them up in Sierra Madre, California. And I loved them. They were the great people. You know, Philip, you want to wash it down? When he said you want to wash it down, he meant you want to have a drink. Come on, we wash it down. This guy, he drank potato vodka. Potato vodka. Is that, what is vodka made? Is it made from potatoes? I don't know, but he drank this shit, this potato liquor. And anyway, when he cursed, it was like, goddamn fuck it, you know? To me, there's nothing funnier than sort of somebody who is just... or new to the English language, using English profanities and obscenities, pretty funny, you know. Goddamn fucking pissed. Fuck that shit. That's what I say. That was Joe. Good guy. The name is pronounced Kitsch in Hungary, but when they got over to America, and it was K-I-S-S, so naturally, Mr. Kiss? You know, he told me early on, he stopped trying to correct. It's actually pronounced Kitsch. Never mind. Fuck it. I told him, I said, why didn't you change the spelling? He goes, what do you mean? Change it to K-I-T-C-H. So, no, fuck that. Fuck that. The family name is Kiss. It's Kitsch. That's the way it's spelled, K-I-S-S. I said, okay, so for the rest of your life, you're going to be called Mr. Kiss. I know. I'd rather keep the spelling than fuck that shit up and have some dumb motherfucker call me Mr. Kiss for the rest of my life. I'd rather just keep the spelling. I'm going, okay, man. All right, motherfuckers. Oh, man. So, here's my thing. I've got a dinner with my sisters on Wednesday night. And then in Culver City, we have our first round of auditions and class with actors, the actors gang. So, I'm going to go to Newport Beach, spend the night, and then drive up to the... thing at noon on Thursday, I think is the way I'm going to do it. Fuck it. You know, man, fuck it. Who gives a shit, you know? I wish I could... Hello, my name is Barry Kitsch, and Phil Henry asked me to fill in for him. And tonight we'll have Chris Norton. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm making an animated movie called Daffy Dick.
You're making a what? What's it called?
It's Daffy Dick.
Daffy Dick, this is a movie?
Yeah, it's a cartoon. It's animated. Where's Mr. Henry?
Mr. Henry is taking the night off. He asked me to...
Okay, do you want me to...
Well, no, just tell me, because I imagine Mr. Henry said that he's okay with this Daffy Dick.
Oh, Mr. Henry generally helps promote my show, yeah. I mean, helps promote my films. And so forth.
Mr. Henry helps promote your films.
Yes, sir, he does.
All right, because, okay, so tell me again what the...
It's a film called Daffy Dick, and it was made by myself, Steve Langford, Steve Sausage, and his brother, Brad Sausage.
Brad Sausage, how do you spell that? What is that, Hungarian?
I don't know, it's spelled S-A-U-S-A-G-E.
Sausage?
No, it's Sausage.
Sausage, okay. So,
yeah, so, I mean, this is kind of weird not having Mr. Henry there.
This is Brian Kitsch, and I am originally from Budapest. Brad Sausage, you got to be fucking with me. Are you fucking with me? Oh, fuck. Get fucking Trump out of my fucking face. Every goddamn time I open up this motherfucking news page, I got fucking Trump's goddamn motherfucking mug there. Steve Hackett. That ain't Steve Hackett. That's fucking Tony What's-His-Ass. Jesus fucking Christ, Trump. Every time he turns around, he's asking for money. Money, money, fucking. This guy's a millionaire? A billionaire? Bullshit. No fucking way is he a billionaire. There's not a fucking... I don't give a fuck. Not a billionaire. Harry Potter UK audiobooks narrator Stephen Fry warns that AI ripoff of his voice is only the beginning. That's right. They used my reading of the 7 volumes of the Harry Potter books, and from the data set on AI of my voice was created and made a new narration of a historical documentary. Well, that's cause for rolling a motherfucking bomb into someone's fucking office. You're going to steal outright? You're going to steal a man's work outright, and there's nothing protecting him? What do you think people are going to fucking do? What do you think people are going to fucking do? I'd get violent. I would get fucking violent. That's guaranteed. I go to court, and you're telling me they're allowed to... Yes, they are. I would get violent. It's all kinds of shit makes me feel like getting violent these days. Don't even fucking worry about it, man. All kinds of motherfucking... And I'm a lefty, man. I'm a liberal. Everybody goes back on... Well, you supported the war in Iraq. Yes, so fucking what? So fucking what? I supported the war in Iraq. I supported a war against a fascist motherfucker named Saddam Hussein who was training motherfucking terrorists in his country. Fuck him. Well, it was a failed war. Well, you know what? I don't think so. I don't fucking think so at all. That was the first time the United States inserted itself militarily into that part of the fucking world, and that sent a motherfucking hell of a message. Start stealing your fucking work. People start stealing your fucking work. And the thieves abound, and they're all very respectable motherfuckers. They have children, and they have homes. They're all very respectable, and they're motherfucking thieves. They're all over the place. The internet is a whole new Wild West show, and people that would scream bloody murder if you broke into their home and stole something are out there stealing left and right every fucking day on the internet. Lifting people's copyright, violating, infringing people's copyright. That's a law. You have a right to copyright a work and not have it copied and publicly performed. You think half of these cocksuckers, and I bet you they're all churchgoers too. I got money that says half of them are motherfuckers that go to church. Don't even get me started on that shit. Don't get me started on those motherfuckers. Phil Hendry here for the backstage. Jesus Christ. How'd they get so bumped up high? 1, 2, 3.